Thank you, sir. Hello, everybody. God's children. God's looking down. He sees every one of us. Isn't that wonderful? Back in 1961, my lovely wife and I, Pat, were baptized just before Passover. And we began attending the Feast of Tabernacles in Big Sandy, Texas. And Mr. Armstrong would open the feast with this question: why are we here? And I will ask that question, brethren. Why are we here, as Mr. Foster did last night, this time of year? I have the answer. We are here to be fed the bread of life. We are here because God has made an appointment with us to meet with him during these 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles in a temporary dwellings and in temporary bodies. We are here to be taught about the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. When he returns, that we will be teachers and helpmates of Jesus Christ to build a loving and peaceful world of nations. That will be a wonderful time of restoration. A fundamental belief about the festivals of God. Quote, we believe in the commanded observance of the 7 annual holy days that were given to ancient Israel by God, were kept by Jesus Christ, the apostles, and the New Testament church, and we will be observed by all mankind during Christ's millennial reign. These holy days reveal God's plan of salvation, unquote. Brethren, these Feast of Tabernacles teach us that when Jesus Christ returns, a new society will be established with Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ, assisted by the resurrected saints and those alive during and being changed into spirit, will set up his government on this earth for a 1,000-year period. Rule under his laws will spread from Jerusalem throughout the world to usher in an unprecedented period of peace and prosperity. We are here to be taught by God's ministers and their helpers for 7 days of tabernacles, in temporary living quarters and in temporary bodies. Leviticus 23, verse 1. Leviticus 23, verse 1. The feasts we observe are God's feasts. They are not man-made. Man does not have the authority to add to or take away. He cannot change the timing of them or cancel the keeping of them. God, not Moses, gave 7 feasts for all of mankind to attend and learn the steps to salvation. You must remember the time when King Solomon, son of David, died, and his son Rehoboam became king. Now, because King Solomon's sins of idolatry, God divided the people into 2 nations, Judah and Israel. Rehoboam was king over Judah, and God made Jeroboam king over Israel. Jeroboam changed the Feast of Tabernacles from the 7th month to the 8th month and set up 2 golden calves. And he said to the people, look at your gods, Israel. The nation of Israel began more so in idolatry. worshiping idolatry, and turned their backs on the true God, and later went into captivity. There are penalties for sin, and sometimes they're very severe. Leviticus 23, verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Let us look at the definition of the word feast in verse 2. The word feast was translated into English from the Hebrew word moed. The definition of the Hebrew word moed is an appointment. And using that word appointment, we can then read the verse 2 this way. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to the children of Israel concerning my appointments with them, that they are holy appointments. So, brethren, the Feast of Tabernacles are 7 days, and we accept the appointment time to be in God's spiritual presence. The Feast of Tabernacles is a 7-day appointment, not 1 day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 7 days. We meet with God each day for three, and being taught His scriptures, the way of love. The first appointment day in the Feast of Tabernacles is an annual holy day. And we come before God humbly, with meekness, and with an offering from our possessions, and with a spiritual offering from our hearts. On the other 6 days of these Feasts of Tabernacles, we come humbly before God with our spiritual offering from our hearts to learn from Him. It is important to understand God made the appointment dates, and we must be on time, at the right place, at the right time to be with Him. Deuteronomy 16, verse 12. Deuteronomy 16, verse 12. God gives us a commandment to observe the feast. What does that word observe in this context really mean? We find that the word observe is a verb with action. Deuteronomy 16, verse 12. And you shall remember that you were a bondsman in Egypt, and you shall observe to do these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that, you have gathered in your corn and your wine, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter and your maidservant and your manservant and the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow which are within your gates. Verse 15. 7 days shall you keep a solemn feast unto the Lord your God in the place which the Lord your God shall choose, because the Lord your God shall bless you in all of your increase and in all the works of your hands. Therefore you shall surely rejoice. The word observe in the King James Version translates from 2 different Hebrew words. But in verse 13, it specifically refers to the Hebrew word asa. In modern English, we tend to look at words at the word observe as requiring us to look upon or take action of something, but not requiring an activity or participation in that activity. But the Old King James Version refers to observe as something to take an active part in. Let me back up. In modern English, we tend to look at the word observe as requiring us to look upon or take action of something, but not requiring an active participation in it. But the Old King James Version refers to observe as something to take active a part in. The Hebrew word here means to do or to make. To do or to make. In other words, we are to do the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, or we're to make the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. Not six, not five, not four, but for the whole 7 days. Observing these in the 12th verse of this chapter refers to a different verb, shama, which means to take action or observe. So, brother, listen to this small bit of prose that I've got for you. The first half of this prose is directed to we ministers, but the second half fits each and every one of us as lights of God in this Feast of Tabernacles. The title of this prose is Hand and Spoons. Hand and Spoons. And I'm not aware of the real author of this prose, but we're going to listen to it. Hand and spoons, rather. A spoon is just an instrument to feed the mouth. It cannot do anything without the hand. The spoon is just a servant. We ministers of God are spoons to feed. God is the hand holding and guiding the spoon. The hand must clean and prepare the spoon for service. Now the second half of this prose. Now all of us are spoons of the Master's hand. As we shine as lights in this world, as we set examples in our actions, as we are testimonies of the truth, living by God's laws among the people of this world. Brethren, let us live up to the message of this verse of praise during this feast. The number one importance of the Feast of Tabernacles is the appointment time in God's presence being taught. The number two importance of the Feast of Tabernacles is the loving brothership, fellowship before and after services. The number three very important part of the Feast of Tabernacles is the peaceful time visiting interesting sites around the community, but always in our minds, that we are here to worship God. Please remember that during the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles, that our wonderful, loving God is the top authority and priority on our minds in all of our actions. May the wonderful, loving God please keep us from the pandemic in the feast sites around the world, and may we bow before him in sincere worship throughout this complete feast of 8 days.